The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
It's a Football Friday with the Boss.
And the Gloss.
On the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Blue Emu and Rocket Mortgage.
From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's David Gow.
And Carla Dawson.
Welcome back, and we're going to shift gears and talk all things college basketball. We're going to go out to the Progressive Insurance guest line. Drivers who save with Progressive save over $750 on average. And joining us on the Progressive Insurance guest line is Jerry Palm, CBS Sports senior writer on college basketball. Jerry, thank you for joining us. You're on with David and Carla.
Hi, how's it going?
Well, we are doing great, and we've been noting Selection Sunday is in the not-too-distant future. Would love to ask you what kind of surprises or what do you think will shape up on Selection Sunday? What should we be looking for?
Well, hopefully something normal. You know, a 68-team bracket with all of the teams that, you know, that the committee would want to pick for a 68-team bracket being available to be in the bracket.
Yep.
And that's not a given. As you know, this year has caused for a lot of postponements and cancellations and teams on pause, and you never know what's going to happen. But, you know, that's, it would be nice to get at least a bracket that looks like a bracket we would hope to expect. I mean, there's always disagreements, right, and questionable teams that get at-large bids and debates and all of that. But it would be nice to be debating over that, you know, versus something like Michigan's has another pause and therefore they're not in the bracket at all.
So, Jerry, speaking of surprises, I mean, at least this year it looks like we're going to actually have a tournament, which is pretty exciting. But do you see – could any of the top 25 teams in the NET get left out?
Yeah. Because of the shorter non-conference schedules this mm-hmm. year, and especially shorter non-conference schedules, but shorter schedules just generally, you have the rankings are less reliable than usual. You've got Colgate in the top 25 of the net. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if they don't win their conference tournament, they're not going. You've got Loyola of Chicago in the top 25 of the net. And if they don't win their conference tournament, they may not go. They'd have at least a shot at an at-large bid, whereas Colgate doesn't. So there are certainly possibilities. I haven't got the top 25 of the net committed to memory, but there might be teams, that are, you know, bubbly in the top 25 of the net. I know that Colorado has been, in the top. They got a big win over USC last
exactly.
night, so they're a little more safe than they were before, but they were 24th, and I had them as my last team in on Monday.
Speaking of big wins last night, how about the Spartans over number 4, Ohio State? So do you look at the Spartans as now a last four out? That was major last night.
Well, I actually got them first four in, or last four in today.
Great.
But yeah, they went from not being on the bubble to beating Illinois to get on the bubble to beating Ohio State to get in the bracket.
Oh.
Yeah, but that's a pretty good week.
Not
you know
a good week
funny?
For Ohio State, I might add, though.
Well, no, not really. But, I mean, that's okay. They're still a number one seed because nobody chasing them everybody chasing them, I guess, is what I'm trying to say, was losing. So they're still on that top line, but the gap between 3 and 4 got bigger this week. But for Michigan State, you know, I guess it just goes to show how fast things can move. Well, it helps when you have two top five teams on your schedule,
yes.
And you could win games like that. You know, that's the thing that Big Ten teams have got going for them and Big 12 teams have got going for them that, you know, the ACC teams that are trying to build their way into the bracket don't have, and that is the ability to pick up very high quality wins. Mm-hmm. You know, the problem is you might not be up to it and the schedule could bury you, but you know, it's a high risk, high reward thing. And for Michigan State, they've had the reward now, but you know, they've got a lot of work to do. They still have, they finished the regular season with back to back or a home and home with Michigan. So, you know, there's still work to be done for Michigan State if they're going to make this tournament.
We're talking with Jerry Palm, CBS senior sports writer. We've got 16 days till Selection Sunday. The tournament's March 18th. So, Jerry, our man, myth, and legend, let's stay in Michigan for a minute. Let's talk about those Wolverines. So last night had a big win over Iowa, 79-57, after beating number 4 Ohio State last Sunday. And then you've got, at the same time, numbers 5, 6, 7, and 9 severing losses in the past 5 days. What do you see happening with Michigan? Where do you rank them right now?
Well, they're still number 3 behind Gonzaga and Baylor, and that's where they belong. But, yeah, what happened this week, you know, Ohio State, Illinois, Alabama, Oklahoma all losing means that the gap between 3 and 4 got bigger.
Sure.
So Michigan, Gonzaga, Baylor all have a cushion to stay on the top line of the bracket, take it a loss or even 2. Gonzaga doesn't have that much left in their regular season because their tournament's next week. But, yeah, they could take 2, maybe even 3 losses, Baylor and Michigan, and still stay on the top line of the bracket because the teams chasing them are just already not good enough to catch them.
We're talking to Jerry Palm, CBS senior sports writer. I want to ask you about Duke. They're going to be in the tournament, right?
If they keep playing the way they are.
Yeah, well, so why have they had such a down year?
That's a good question. It's probably just because it's a young team. Duke and Kentucky both rely heavily on freshmen. They're two of the youngest teams, at least in terms of experience, in the country. And, you know, the preseason workouts were much shorter this year. Didn't get a lot of chance to you know, build in, you know, the practices and stuff like that for a young team. And I think that that's okay for about a month. But then at some point you got to figure it out. So I don't really know what happened after that, but they just haven't really put it all together. Now, Kentucky hasn't, period. Duke has won 4 in a row. But like I was just talking about, you know, they're winning games, and, you know, Virginia's a nice win. You know, don't get me wrong, but they're not getting the kinds of wins that Michigan State can get. So, but Michigan State had a better tournament resume to begin with than Duke, and you know, they beat number 4 and number 5, and, you know, so they're in the bracket, and Duke is not because they can't play number 4 and number 5. The best that they can do is probably Virginia or Florida State. So, so Duke had to get hot and stay hot. They've done the get hot part. Now they have to stay hot if they're going to play their way into the field.
And how does the news of Jalen Johnson sitting out the rest of the season affect Duke's status down the stretch?
Well, they seem to be playing better without him, so it affects them that way. It's and if they are playing better, then they have a chance to do what they need to do to get in. But other than that, it doesn't really mean a whole lot. You know, good for them for having figured that out, though.
Yeah.
By looking at all the players you've seen this year and projecting into the NBA, who are the top 3 lottery picks as you sit here today?
Wow. That's a good question. I don't do a lot of NBA draft stuff, but I think you'd probably have Cade Cunningham pretty high on that list, the Oklahoma guard.
Yep.
I think IU Desonmu from Illinois would probably figure to be pretty high on that list. I don't know if they're drafting, you know, like big back to the basket center guys anymore. I don't know if that's really a big NBA thing. I mean, Luka Garza might be the player of the year in college basketball, but may not be really thought of that highly in the NBA circles. Jalen Suggs, a freshman at Gonzaga, I know is thought of very highly. So those 3 off the top of my head.
And Jerry, we're sitting here in Houston, and how do you feel about the University of Houston Cougars and the job that Kelvin Sampson has done, especially this year, which is not his most talented team, top to bottom of the roster, but you know, they got as high as number 4. They've had a drop to number 12 right now, but they're playing at such an incredibly high level and seem to really love playing for this guy. Talk about Kelvin Sampson's job here in Houston.
Yeah, he's done a great job down there. Really kind of resurrected things for himself after struggles at Indiana. But he's found a nice home there. Houston's pretty consistently good under him. They're very good this year. Probably 2 or 3 seed in the bracket if they can, you know, win out and win the conference tournament in the American Conference. It's an outstanding team. They showed it again last night, because that Western Kentucky team that they beat is a pretty good team, and they just ran away from them in the second half. So I like Houston. I think they have a chance to be dangerous, you know, Sweet 16 for sure type of team, maybe even a little deeper than that.
Exciting times, Pat. Buckle up, because your time of year is here.
Yeah, no kidding. I gave up sleep for Lent again. So
I did too, Jerry.
He's Jerry Palm, CBS senior sports writer. Really appreciate your joining us here this morning.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having me on.
All right, when we come back, Carla, last segment, you know, we had Pat Williams, and we asked him about the NBA logo and Jerry West and perhaps a transition to Kobe Bryant. When we come back, I'd like to ask you if you think that's the right decision, because there are two choices here. One is, do you make a move away from Jerry West? And then the second is, if you're going to do that, who is the right guy? I mean, Kobe is the name of the moment, but I'm not really sure that if you really consider all of NBA history, Kobe is the guy. So let's take a look at that when we return here on the Sports Map Radio Network.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Lowe's knows laundry day should be easy. Achieve maximum versatility with a dryer door that swings open either way, making load transfer from washer to dryer a breeze. Plus, with LG ThinQ, save time by controlling your washer remotely. Shop LG, America's most reliable line of home appliances, today at Lowe's. Based on independent reliability surveys 2021 to 2024 and select major appliances as compared to competing manufacturers offering full appliance lines. See associate for more details. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Exclusions apply. Valid 6/18 through 7/9.